Well, welcome to my talk. I'll go over what happened in the past year in terms of mainline kernel and U-boot support in Rockchip, also Meso. So first of all, who am I? I'm Nicola Frattaroli. I'm from Switzerland, which explains why the first name is pronounced the French way. The second name is Italian, and the accent is German. Yeah, I got started working on Rockchip stuff in 2021. First thing I upstreamed was the Rockchip I2S TDM audio driver. And I joined Colabora basically a year ago as a kernel engineer, and I've made several contributions to Rockchip in subsystems in Linux in that year. That git log command is probably undercounting, but it's the best I could quickly whip up. However, this talk is not just about like what Colabora did, but the community as a whole. So there were a lot of outside contributions as well. So first of all, why Rockchip? The boards are very affordable and widely available. So before the great RAM shortage hit, you could get the flagship SoC boards for like 70 to 180 euros, depending on the amount of RAM you wanted. That's 4 gigabytes to 32 gigabytes. Many of them have their origins kind of in the TV boxes and stuff, which is why they have very good multimedia capabilities for like their price range. They actually have a lot of their own hardware decoder encoder designs, which is how they were like the first company that I'm aware of that had H.264 10-bit hardware decoding, which is a very obscure profile, or at least was until HDR hit the scene and HEVC licensing became a mess. Also, the TRMs are extremely easily available, sometimes officially from Rockchip themselves. Other times, you can find them floating around on the internet. A lot of times, like the SBC vendors just have a copy of them up there. I don't know how sanctioned that is, but even if you get them from Rockchip officially, you will like see a big watermark, Rockchip confidential, on the TRM. So evidently, that is not to be taken too seriously. And yeah, the vendor code is also like, you do notice that their engineers are like frequent contributors to upstream, not just from the mailing list, but also how the drivers are written, in that it does look like Linux kernel code. It's a very, they're still like bad, the vendor drivers. They're a relatable, I'm 50 hours into a 60-hour work week and I need to ship this and I don't have time to refactor the entire subsystem kind of bad. It's not the whole let's write tens of thousands of lines of whatever kind of bad. So it's good to go over the naming of the chips real quick because that makes you kind of aware of where each chip in the stack is by just hearing the name. This is just one naming scheme. They have other chips. We don't have time to go over the other chips. First, you have the RK3 prefix. Then you have one digit that I've labeled X here, and then you have two digits following that. The X is kind of the generation. You will notice, if you pay attention, there is no fourth generation. Now, educated guess, I went on Wikipedia, looked up Chinese numerology, and saw that four is an unlock